It's April. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman.
It's a bright, sunny, but very cold spring morning, and we've come out to Six Mile Fold, which is one of the most celebrated geologic sites in Boulder County. And the reason it's called a fold is we're standing atop a ridge in the foothills near Highway 36 north of Boulder. And this is an area, of course, where the Rocky Mountains rose upward about 70 million years ago. The rock is Niobrara sandstone and is a little softer than a lot of the rocks that rose up. It's all whitish rocks, and the Easter daisies will only grow in these shale formations. They love limestones, actually. So we're just going to walk along this S, this white S, which is the Niobrara Formation, and see what we can see.
We just stumbled on a little clump of Easter daisies. They're not yet in full bloom, but you can see the pinkish bud. It's a plant in the daisy family, and it starts off with the pink buds, and then they flare out into white daisies with bright yellow centers.
This is like the cushion plants you see in the alpine tundra. It's blooming out of a cushiony green mat, a very tightly dense. We're standing on the Niobrara Formation here, which is this white rock. And the reason the daisy is here is you'll notice there are no other plants around it. It has a really deep taproot, and it goes down maybe 8 inches. And it can extract moisture and nutrients from the soils here, whereas very few other plants can. And so these Easter daisies just grow in these shales and limestones here in the foothills. That's the only place they can grow, because other places they can't compete. And they're just starting to bloom now, about 3 months late. And that gives you an idea how persistently cold our winter has been.
Okay, we just saw one of the little white butterflies. The ones that come out early are usually cabbage whites, checkered whites, or spring whites. And they're nectaring on these Easter daisies that are opening out now.
It's later in the morning, and the Easter daisies have finally unfurled, and we have one. It's a cushiony plant with, I would guess, 30 daisy blossoms. And they're about an inch across with a nice bright yellow centers and the beautiful white ray petals right here, growing right out of this rock.
The most globally rare flower in Boulder County grows here in the Pierre Shale. It's the Bell's Twin Pod, or Fusaria bellii. It should be blooming by late April, and it likes to grow in little cracks in the shale. It's in the mustard family, and it grows out of a little rosette of green leaves, and then has brilliant, brilliant yellow flowers. Sometimes you can even see them as you're driving on 36, pull off the road and stop at one of the road cuts. Sometimes you can see them in the road cuts. I bet they lead geology hikes up here occasionally, don't they?
They do. They have interpretive walks up here, and that might make it easier to find. It's very fragile here. I think it helps if people are really educated before they come here, because if you just blundered across it, you probably wouldn't see anything.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones are friends and Boulder naturalists.